Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Matt McClure here with you, your advisor, your friend, your pal, your confidant, your host. I really appreciate it. Everything that you do for me and just by listening to the show, you are taking time out of your busy day, no matter what it is you are doing, where you are, or who you are with. I hope that you are enjoying it and that you get something out of it each and every time we get together. And I want to really, you know, take a moment here to really reiterate that and just give my appreciation to you for just being a part of the show. And even just by listening, by subscribing to the podcast, by going to the YouTube channel, by, spreading the word, by telling your friends, your family about this show, you are helping spread the word about LGBTQ plus and allied retirement and how it can be one that you can take pride in. That's what I strive to do every day and every episode of the show, is to make sure that people know that no matter who you are, where you come from, who you love, how you identify, any of the things, how much money you have, you deserve a retirement you can take pride in. And I would love to work with you on a personalized plan, by the way, to get that underway for you. TakePrideInRetirement.com is the website. Take Pride in Retirement. It's all one word. .com. You can click on the schedule a consultation button right there at the top of the screen. Do that. We can do it via Zoom. We can do it in my office if you happen to be in the Atlanta metro area, or if you just, you know, if you don't mind driving, you can come meet me in my office in Atlanta as well. But we can do it via Zoom no matter where you are. You can also send me an email, matt@takeprideinretirement.com. That's matt@takeprideinretirement.com. And call me, 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211. And I wanted to take a moment also to just, you know, say thank you again for listening to the show, because this is kind of the special Thanksgiving sort of pre-holiday edition of Take Pride in Retirement. We've got a very special guest today and a very special topic to discuss here on what'll be an abbreviated version of the show for this holiday. But I do, just want to take that moment and say thank you for all that you do for the show. And, I've mentioned all the things, so do all the things. I really would appreciate it. And I also want to, you know, take a moment to express gratitude for everything that I have in my life and everything that, you know, since I started this show a little over a year ago now, the word is really spreading, and that is something to be grateful for. I just spoke with a couple really from the other side of the country the other day who found me via the podcast and said, hey, we want to meet with you and talk with you and see, you know, if we can do better in our retirement plan by working with you. And that is really what it is all about. And I'm so glad that they reached out and look forward to hopefully working with them. I'm so glad that if you are one of those who have reached out and maybe even become a client of mine, thankful for you for doing that. And also just for all of the things that I have and enjoy and sometimes take for granted in life, right? I mean, even, you know, in kind of difficult times, which I know that, you know, a lot of things seem very difficult right now and are very difficult right now. I don't want to say seem because they are very difficult right now for so many people. It's true that there are things to be grateful for. There are things to be thankful for, even if it's just the little things. And there are a lot of big things that we can be grateful for as well. You know, I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful for my two dogs. I'm thankful for the roof over my head. I'm thankful for family and friends and all the loved ones. And just the many, many ways that I've been blessed in this life. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why I enjoy helping people so much is because I try to at least take time to appreciate the things that are, even just the little things or the big things, no matter what they are. And I feel like I can help give others some more reasons to be thankful in their lives. And so when I think about it in that sort of context of this Thanksgiving holiday, that really sort of encapsulates why I do what I do. I love helping people. I love helping my community that I'm a part of, the LGBTQ plus community, really achieve a retirement that you can take pride in. And everyone deserves it. Every single member of the LGBTQ plus community and everybody else deserves a retirement that they can take pride in. So again, spread the word, schedule that free consultation. If you would want me to do that deep dive into your retirement plan, you can go to takeprideinretirement.com and schedule that consultation right there. I am going to mention more about that coming up a little bit later on in the show. First, though, let's get some inspiration for our conversations today with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And this being the Thanksgiving edition of the show, I could not resist sharing a quote from someone we should all be thankful for, Dolly Parton. Dolly wrote in her book, Dream More, this particular quote, and chose it for today. She says, I make a point to appreciate all the little things in my life. I go out and smell the air after a good hard rain. These small actions help remind me that there are so many great, glorious pieces of good in the world. Well, of course, one of those great, glorious pieces of good in the world is Dolly Parton herself. National treasure. She should be cherished by everyone. We need to put her in a bubble so nothing ever happens to her. She's just an amazing human being. And those words are amazing as well. You know, just appreciate those little things, and it can remind you how many great and wonderful things there are to really be thankful for. And even if it's just, you know, those little things, like she mentioned there, go out and smell the air after a good hard rain, that, you know, just that sort of refreshing atmosphere can give you some hope that, you know, the rain can come and wash away whatever might be going on in your life or in the life of your, you know, your family or your friends or your country, whatever it might be, that, you know, that the rain can come and wash it away and it can be refreshed and rejuvenated. And just really, you know, focusing on that, I feel like, is something that we all need to do more of. I know that I try to do it as much as I can, but you know, we can do more. And that, of course, is from Dolly's book, Dream More. We can all dream more. And I feel like we do need to do that these days, just to kind of stay positive and stay sane, really. But that is that. And that is from Dolly Parton. And again, national treasure, worldwide treasure, she should be. All right. So in this special Thanksgiving edition of Take Pride in Retirement, I have a special guest to bring on here momentarily. She is going to talk about something that I feel like is very important to the LGBTQ plus community, because so many of us end up being caregivers for our loved ones. It's just kind of the way that things work out, especially, you know, our older loved ones. Moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents, that sort of thing. Now, that, of course, around the holidays means that there could be some extra burdens around the holidays. And so this discussion specifically focuses on, you know, people who might be your loved ones or whomever that might have dementia or Alzheimer's specifically. My dad had a different kind of dementia. He never lost his memory, really, but he had a different kind of dementia. It was one that was called frontotemporal dementia or frontal lobe dementia, FTD. You might have heard that term because Bruce Willis was diagnosed with kind of a different form than my dad had, but it's like very social interaction. You almost sort of like in a lot of ways revert to childhood in the way that you act a lot of the time. And then the tastes that you have for food and things like that change. Luckily, the memories did not go anywhere for my dad. He kept his communication skills and all that. He could still talk and everything. So there was that. My grandmother had Alzheimer's. And in both of those cases, it was a burden to have to, you know, be a part of a caregiving, you know, sort of team. My husband and I did a lot for my dad when he was sick and became physically ill the last, you know, just about year of his life. And so there was a lot that went into it, and it can be a big burden. It can be a financial burden, of course, which is why, you know, you need to make sure that you have some sort of plan in place that's going to make sure that you are financially taken care of if you have healthcare issues of your own in retirement, because this brings into focus, it not only relieves that financial burden on you, it can relieve a big financial burden on people who might be caring for you. Because, you know, if you don't have a plan in place that's going to cover some long-term care, whether it's in-home care or in a facility somewhere, whether that's assisted living, memory care, or, a nursing home, even if you don't have that set up for yourself, that financial burden is going to fall on you, and whatever, you know, savings you might have, investments you might have, those are all going to have to be liquidated and then, you know, be spent on the care that you will be receiving. But then there's also the burden on your loved ones. If you have a plan in place, you know, you don't have to worry about your loved ones having to then pick up the tab for all of that. And they don't have to worry about that. They can just focus on what's best for you and taking care of you when you need it the most. So have that plan in place. That's number one here. Number two is, you know, it creates this emotional burden as well on family members. And it really truly is a labor of love because, you know, I love my dad. I still love my dad to this day, even though he passed a couple of years ago. But it was a difficult time. And obviously not because, you know, he wasn't loved. It was because he was loved and is loved so much. And so it was an emotional time. It was a physically taxing time. It was a financially taxing time. And so that is, you know, all part of the larger picture here. But how do you handle those sort of interactions with family members that you might not have seen for a while? What do you watch out for to know if maybe they might be suffering from a type of dementia? What are the things that you need to keep in mind when caring for them if you already have a family member who has that? Are there treatment options that are available that are new out there? Those are all topics that I'm going to discuss here. And I'm going to discuss them with someone who is very important in this space. And I will introduce her in just a moment. But I think this is an enlightening discussion, and I really hope that you enjoy this discussion with her, and we'll talk a little bit more about this and about, you know, some more things financial on the other side. Sue Peschen is president and CEO of the Alliance for Aging Research. Sue, thank you so much for taking some time for me. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Alzheimer's is it's a scary thing for a lot of people. It's affected so many families, including my own. My grandmother had Alzheimer's and passed from it several years back. And so we kind of know firsthand in my family the burden of Alzheimer's. And this is, National Caregivers Month. It's also Alzheimer's Awareness Month. So those two things really coming together here for this discussion. Talk about how, as we enter the holiday season, how it really is amplified, you know, that sort of caregiving burden for family members especially.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, you know, two different things. One, I definitely don't want to ignore, which is, you know, you may have people in your family, if you haven't seen your parents or your grandparents in a while, that's an opportunity to sort of look and see, have there been a lot of changes? Are they increasingly confused or having trouble following a conversation or quickly changing in mood from calm to angry without explanation or without that being a regular part of their personality? So it's an opportunity to check on folks who may not even, you know, have a recognition. And 50% of cases, there is no diagnosis. So, being able to talk to loved ones if you are concerned and make sure they make an appointment with a doctor is key. And then for those of us like yourself and like, you know, in my family, my mom has it, you know, it's important to be open and have a conversation before the holidays to say, hey, you know, this is what grandpa is going through or what my, you know, what mom needs these days. Have conversations about communication, you know, when they ask a question five times in a row. Try not to get frustrated or disagree with them or, you know, kind of cut them off. Just kind of go with the flow with the conversation. What might the family caregiver need in terms of extra support? Maybe not cooking what they usually cook or, you know, changing the time of the celebration to align better with care needs. So there's a lot of different things that can be done around the holidays for sure.
Yeah, definitely so. And all very important there. And, you know, as far as treatment, I feel like we're at least starting to hear a lot more about treatments and progress in terms of treatment for Alzheimer's. Talk about that. But talk also about kind of the hurdles that people are facing toward getting coverage for these new treatments, especially through Medicare.
Yes, it is really an exciting time. There are now two disease-modifying therapies that are available. One is called Kisunla, and the other one's called Leqembi, and those are for treatment of early Alzheimer's, and they were approved in the last couple of years. But at the same time, Medicare set up these barriers as a way to try to cut costs for the program, not for families, by creating some requirements on top of being able to get access to these medications. So if you are experiencing Alzheimer's and your doctor have to participate in a registry, which is connected to a clinical study, and you have to get, you know, enter your data in order to be able to get coverage and reimbursement for the medication. Not all hospitals, not all doctors or infusion centers make these medications available. So, you know, there's estimated to be about 10 to 12,000 folks that are currently getting access and there's as many as about a million people that might be eligible. So it's really, you know, in effect, just only a very small percentage of folks who might otherwise benefit are getting access to the therapies.
Wow. And if that treatment is, you know, delayed and delayed, as it seems to be, if they face this, you know, barriers to accessing treatment, then, you know, that just creates more burden on the families, right? And then also a greater cost potentially in the end, because, you know, maybe other treatments are more expensive or, you know, just the overall burden, I guess, just gets greater.
Yeah, I mean, it's estimated that about 2,000 people a day transition from that early stage where they might benefit from the medications into a more advanced stage. So then they're kind of out of luck from, you know, being able to potentially have those new medications. And, you know, if you think of another disease area like cancer, oftentimes there's multiple options. If you go through one treatment and then the cancer comes back, there's another option and another option. And, you know, we're not You know, we want coverage for all these, you know, different conditions that we experience as we age, and we might get sick with something. We shouldn't be sort of cherry picking one over another. There's definitely a lot of people with Alzheimer's disease, but we have to find a way as a society to support everybody and make sure everyone has equitable access to FDA approved treatments.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, just about time for us to wrap things up here, Sue, but wanted to give you the last word and maybe, you know, anything else that you have not been able to share just yet that comes to mind, or where our listeners can go for more information.
Yeah, definitely. Please visit us at agingresearch.org. If you need a support group in your area, check out the Alzheimer's Association and ALZ.org. And if you're a family caregiver or someone living with the disease, go easy on yourself with the holidays. Tell folks what you need. Engage. Try not to isolate so you get the support that you need. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you so much for that, Sue, as well. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Sue Passion is president and CEO of the Alliance for Aging Research. Really do appreciate your time so much.
Thank you. Take care.
And such a great conversation there with Sue. And again, really do appreciate her being a part of the show today. And I do appreciate you being a part of things as well. I wanted to just, before I close out, again, say how grateful I am for you just listening to the show, subscribing, giving us, you know, a like on YouTube, subscribing on YouTube as well, liking the videos that go up, liking the podcast, giving us positive ratings and comments and all of the things, really helping the algorithm, because that really helps spread the word about what we do each and every day right here at Take Pride in Retirement and the team that I work with at Active Wealth Management. Now, listen, I wanted to just share really quickly. So, you know, I talked earlier on the show about a free consultation, right? So what is that process like? Well, we can meet either via Zoom or via, you know, face-to-face means in person. We can also meet on the phone if that's your thing as well. If you might be traveling or something like that and want to talk on the phone, we can do that. But what do we do maybe when we meet and talk? Well, I get a, you know, just have a conversation with you, get a better idea of your financial picture, kind of where you stand, sort of determine if we want to move on to the next stage in everything, which is still part of the free consultation aspect of all of this. But it is, you know, getting a look, doing a deep dive into your finances and saying, okay, here's where you can improve. Here's where you're doing well. Here is a plan in place that we want to put in place for you that I would recommend versus where you are now. And what we will do is take a look at your current financial situation, map that out to your 95th birthday, and then analyze your current situation, see where we would make any changes, and then map out our proposed plan to your 95th birthday. You get both of those. You can get a Social Security maximization report as well, and show you how to get the most income from Social Security. We'll also focus on income from other sources in retirement as well as part of our plan, and get you to a place where you can retire with confidence. You can retire with pride so that you can have that retirement that you can take pride in. And that's the thing, you know, is no obligation. There's no cost in it. If you, you know, decide, or if we decide mutually that, oh, you're actually on the right track now. Great. Good for you. You've done some great work. Stick with what you've got going. That's fine. No hard feelings. And you can continue to do that. Or if, as I believe we can find a way to help you, we can. I work in a fiduciary capacity, right? So I have an obligation to act in your best interest. And so that is what I will do on your behalf, work in your best interest. So I'll do that deep dive, come up with something that is good for you. If I feel like there's a place where we can improve or several places we can improve, and we'll put that in place for you. All right. And then we'll move forward with the, you know, an advisory kind of agreement and then go on and make your picture better, financially speaking, and make it prettier financially speaking as well. TakePrideInRetirement.com. That is the website to go if you want to sign up for an initial consultation. TakePrideInRetirement.com. Click on the schedule a consultation button right there at the top of the page. You can also give me a call, 855-246-9211. 855-246-9211 is that phone number once again. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I really do appreciate it. That's going to do it for this edition of the show. Hope that you and your loved ones have a great Thanksgiving. Eat all of the things, the turkey, the ham, the tofurkey, all of the veggies and all of that, of course. Eat your vegetables. As my cousin would say, you need some roughage. So, eat your roughage. Anyway, I really do appreciate you taking the time to join me for this special Thanksgiving edition of the show. And as always, until next time, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ plus community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not in any way refer to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC.